gentleman moderator, Mr. Hayes. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ. I don't think there's been many times in my life that I felt better and had less to do. And I was thinking about the discussion last evening and this evening, and I thought that if Mr. Hicks was being tried for debating, there would not be enough evidence to convict him. You know, Mr. Hicks closed out by giving us a report from the Dallas Times-Herald about who he calls a Dr. James Reynolds and the Arlington Church of Christ and their involvement in what he says is spiritual gifts and Holy Spirit baptism, etc. And he says, I'm not quoting now Pentecostal, I'm quoting from the Church of Christ ministry that runs with the same crowd this fellow thought. Mr. Hicks, let me ask you a question. Do you believe everything that the Dallas News report is put out? Are you right sure this is authentic? Can you believe everything the news reporters say about something? Have you talked to the gentleman that's involved? Have you got all the facts in the case? Will you expect us to relieve just anything that the Dallas News reporters were to report? Tell us, Mr. Hicks. Well, let me say this. He's not in the crowd. I mean, if he believes in Holy Spirit baptism and spiritual gifts for people today. In fact, I'd like to challenge him for a discussion, Mr. Hicks, and let you moderate for him. And then Mr. Hicks had some charts here that he thinks he really has something, I guess. I appreciate his putting down some of these matters. Let me say to start with that he said, false or true, he said, the false church says the Spirit is given by measure, but he says, now the true church says that it's not given by measure. Mr. Hicks, let me ask you a question. Do you mean to tell me that you have all of the Spirit that was in Jesus Christ? You don't measure, do you? You know, in Luke 4 and verse 1, the Bible says that Jesus Christ was full of the Holy Ghost. Are you just as full of it as he was? Or do you measure just a little bit? Tell us. Come on, Mr. Hicks. Tell us. Maybe you do measure just a little bit. Can you do exactly what Jesus Christ did? He was full of it. You say, you're full of it. Tell us, Mr. Hicks, now don't avoid it. Don't evade it, don't avoid it. So there's nothing to this. He said, would Mr. Sutton tell us when he received the gift of the Spirit, where, who he received, and why he received it? Well, that's no problem. He said, when? I received when I obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. He says, where? I received it in the place I was when I obeyed the gospel. That's here in Alabama. He says, who did you receive? I received the Holy Spirit. And he said, why? It's because God promised it to me. See, that's not hard. And then we notice here that he talked about 1 Corinthians 14, 2, and he said, here's the speaking in tongues, in the Spirit, and so on. Mr. Hicks, let me ask you this. You did talk about unknown tongues, didn't you? Did you notice that in italics? He had not said about italics, didn't he? And he's been quoting 1 Corinthians 14, 1 and 2, and verse 2, he says, speaks of the unknown tongues, and unknown. He knows it's not in the original. He's made a big point about that. There are no such things unknown tongue, is it, Mr. Hayes? There is. For your logic. What about that? Did you know that was in the text? You didn't know it, did you? You did, you're not in words. Or you did know it and just did it anyway. All right, come on, Jeff. I told you that I never felt better than that less to do. See, and now let's notice something else. When the miraculous gifts of the Spirit in operation, which one of those nine gifts of the Spirit, was tongues. Then the Apostle Paul gave regulations for those tongues. That's all there is to that. And of course, they were to be regulated as long as they lasted, but when that which is perfect came, the perfect revelation of God, they ceased. No problem there, Mr. Hicks. Then over here he says, well now, in John 7, said Holy Spirit baptism is promised to all that believe. Not so. It doesn't say a word about Holy Spirit baptism, Mr. Hicks. It just simply shows the Spirit, that those who believe would receive the Spirit. I believe, and I receive the Spirit. See, that's the promise I'm taking advantage of. No problem there. You have assumed it, you have heard it, but just simply not the truth when he says that Christ has promised Holy Spirit baptism to all who believe. And then notice in Matthew the Spirit of it, that he said, John said that Jesus shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. That's exactly right. And then sometimes later, Jesus Christ, in talking to the apostles in Acts 1, verse 4 and 5, said that ye, the apostles, shall be baptized, Holy Ghost, not many days hence. And see whether they were, Acts 2. See, that's not too hard, is it? Then Acts 2:4 says that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. He says that doesn't say that they were baptized with it. It's the only way that we know they were baptized because they spake in tongues. That's not how I know it, Mr. Hicks. Oh, no, that's not how I learned that they were baptized with it. Now, what verse did you read that said that you could tell that a person is baptized in the Spirit by speaking in tongues? What verse says that, Mr. Hicks? Now, Acts 2 is the first occasion he said Holy Spirit baptism, and by so. Now, what verse part of that says that you could tell that one was baptized in the Holy Spirit when he spake in tongues? Not a single part of your passage, and he knows it. You know how I know about Holy Spirit baptism? In Acts 1, in verse 4 and 5, Jesus Christ told the apostles, and ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. You didn't say that they were. That's how I know. It's simple. No problem at all. You don't have anything here. In Acts 8, he talks about Simon the sorcerer and talks about these Samaritans receiving Holy Spirit baptism. They did not receive Holy Spirit baptism. The Bible says that when Simon saw the people laying on the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given. What they received was the Holy Spirit that was given or imparted by apostolic hands being laid on them. And they could perform miracles as a result of it. So that's not Holy Spirit baptism. He knows that Holy Spirit baptism was not conferred by apostolic hands. Jesus Christ himself was the administrator. He has nothing on that point. And that's sin. That's the Gentiles who receive Holy Spirit baptism. That's the second case that we have in the Bible of it. Acts 2, then Acts 10. Acts 19, verse 1 through 6, the 12 Ephesian men were taught the truth. They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then Paul laid his hands upon them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Paul could not impart Holy Spirit baptism. That was not Holy Spirit baptism, Mr. Hicks. Paul imparted this, but you don't have anything on that. And then in 1 Corinthians 12, 13, the Bible says, for by one Spirit are all baptized into one body. And that's exactly how I got in the body of Christ. If by the teaching of, the direction of the one Spirit, I listened to what he said, I obeyed his teaching, and I obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, and thus was baptized into the body. Nothing about Holy Spirit baptism there. Then he says the conclusion is, Mark 16, 16, he that believeth, and he says these signs, and he says shall take up serpents. No, he left that out, didn't he? He says shall speak with new tongues. I thought one of the signs was that shall take up serpents, Mr. Hicks. You just left that one off, did you? You don't believe that part of that verse, did you? Verse 18. It doesn't say if they take one up accidentally. It says they shall take up serpents. You know that, don't you? But you didn't know that I knew, did you? Now everybody knows it. Now that takes care of what Mr. Hicks presented. Now that's how hard that is. Very hard. I wish you'd go through my charts and answer the arguments that I made. Now the questions I ask you. I said, last night you admitted that 30 million people may have received Holy Spirit baptism, yet most of these have not been strictly baptized in water according to your doctrine. Are these people children of God or children of the devil, and have they had their sins remitted? And here's Matt Beeson answering forthrightly. He said, they are indeed filled with the Spirit if they received Holy Spirit baptism. Well, that's really great, Mr. Hicks. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know that if you had told me, would I? That if they had been filled with the Spirit, if they were filled with it, and they actually have received the Holy Spirit baptism, then they really have. That's about like saying, if a cat is black, he's really black, it is black. You know, that's really great. Is that what inspired you to come up with, Mr. Hicks? Did the Spirit inspire you to say that? Did you say it on your own? Did you say it on your own? Did the Spirit tell you to say it? Now, that's not in the book of God. So if you said it on your own, you've got some problems. And then he went on to say they haven't been baptized in water for remission of sin. Does that mean they're going to go to hell, Mr. Hicks? See, he didn't answer the question. My question was, are they children of God or children of the devil? He didn't tell us. He avoided it. He talked and never did tell us. And maybe if you didn't claim inspiration, you might take what inspiration says in the Bible and answer some of these questions forthright. You know, Mr. Hicks takes a position that a person can receive the remission of his sins when he's baptized in water before he receives Holy Spirit baptism. And yet he has not experienced a new birth yet. It's just partially the new birth, and he must continue to obey in order to have a new birth and be saved eternally. So at water baptism, he says remission of sins. That means that Simon the sorcerer, according to him, had remission of sins when he was baptized in water. Did he? Did he, Mr. Hicks? Come on, tell me. The Bible says in Acts 8 and verse 12 that the Samaritans believed and were baptized. Verse 13 says, Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, was he saved, Mr. Higgs? The Bible says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, and the Bible says Simon did that. Inspiration says he did it. Mr. Higgs says he came up out of water in the call of bitterness in the body of iniquity. I deny that, Mr. Higgs. The book of God says no such thing. He does not say he came up out of the water like that. Some days later, or sometime later, when the apostles came down to Jerusalem, to Samaria, when they imparted the Holy Spirit laid on their hands, when Simon saw what was occurring, and he tried to buy the gift of God with money, that he might have that same power, that's what he's saying, because the Bible says, repent of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart might be forgiven you. He is a child of God that did wrong. He needed to repent and pray God he might be forgiven. But if your heart hasn't very good, he never had to become a child of God. He ought to be told to repent and be baptized. He's in trouble on the left. He doesn't have anything on any of it. Number two, explain how he can send